then, in summary, his strongest qualities as a father?
Well, I believe the encouragement and the love. I think I later learned that not only then, but even today, maybe with the masculine gender, it's not as common for fathers to be able to express and convey the fact that I love you, Jay. I really am so proud of you and the person that you've become. I think that is mostly the takeaway for me, that it is so important for not just a parent, but any person in any position of authority, whether you're a school teacher or a counselor or an instructor, a police officer, if you're in business, that conveying very positive, affectionate beliefs and confidence in others really does make a difference in their confidence and their self-esteem. An example also of what I'd call life's lessons are just the themes that run through the book. As I mentioned earlier, he was a realist. He knew that it's a tough old world we live in, and to learn what is required and what it takes to be competitive and be successful and to do it the right way. I remember in one of the letters he defined the qualities of a man. You know, what are the qualities of a man? Well, many people would think maybe it's some gridiron gladiator or somebody who goes up and beats on people. No, he said the qualities of a man are character, kindness and thoughtfulness, and an unselfish attitude of service to others. Those types of lessons, I think, really are important. The importance of preparation, how much you must prepare to make something happen successfully, and to have determination, to have conviction and faith, and the importance of values. There are so many themes that run through this. I've said to others, it's not a football book, but it's certainly easy for me to understand from reading the letters why he was so successful, because he's just so consistent in everything he said. And I know what he said to Pat and me was very similar to what he said to his players. It was just that we were fortunate to be his biological children.
So the same qualities had to have made him a great football coach as well.
No doubt.
He might have been a good minister, too.
Well, I think he would. One of his favorite stories was that Jim Tatum, who brought him to Oklahoma, Jim told him many years ago, probably in the late 40s, that if he weren't a coach, he thought he'd be a minister. And the reason why was because he felt that there weren't as many competent, good ministers around. He said, if I have to go into business, there are a lot of good businessmen out there. If I'm not going to coach, I think I can be a minister. Now, that might sound like a put down to the ministerial profession, and I don't mean to do that. That's Jim Tatum. But yeah, Dad would have been successful, whether as a minister, businessman, whatever.
We ask about advice for students who are listening to this about life, about sports, about family. Your advice to them?
Well, I think it would be to surround yourself with people who you feel have the same beliefs and the values and the convictions that you do. My dad used to say, and used to like to say, and I think this is true, that in life you're really competing most against yourself than you are against other people. And that's an interesting reflection, because in a similar tack, Dad used to tell me that Abraham Lincoln said, you can only be as happy as you decide to make up your mind to be. Kind of a similar thought process. I think for younger people, it is a very competitive world that we're in, and I think it's important to try to determine what you think you want to do with your life and to prepare for it. It's very important to, in whatever we're doing, and Dad stressed this repeatedly, that service to others is really key, and there's so many different ways you can make contributions to others. That's an important feature. If you're thinking more about yourself than you are the value of those around you, that you miss something. And I think that's a key ingredient in this book. And then I think to say to them, and my dad also imparted this, take time to enjoy life and have some fun. He absolutely believed that was important. And he encouraged his players, and he enjoyed life and letting down and relaxing and getting a new grip on life. He thought it was re-energizing yourself. And so I would say, to younger people, work hard, prepare well, but also enjoy life, smell the roses, and hopefully choose a profession where you feel you can give back to others.
As I reflect, and as the listener reflects on this interview, here's a man that was so enormously talented academically, athletically, and was very, very successful. But yet, in life, he had disappointments as well. So the measure of the man is how he both handled the disappointments and the highs in his life.
Absolutely agree, because as we both know, life is tough enough. it's not ever going to be an easy slide. There are disappointments. There are heartaches. There are tragedies throughout life, setbacks, ambiguities, contradictions. And when those things occur, you have to either decide that you're going to muster up the courage and the grace to go through it or to withdraw. And I believe that he, beyond a shadow, demonstrated that. And he always felt, and I believe, that if you really are trying to make a difference, if you're trying to do your best and to help people, then don't take it too seriously. He used to say, it isn't winning or losing that has lasting value or importance. Now, that didn't mean to him the final outcome on the scoreboard was not important, but he felt that if you had the right values, winning would take care of itself.
And maybe your book, Letters to His Son, will encourage people to actually write a letter and not just send an email.
Well, I surely hope so. I really do. I think that that's one of the takeaways. And people have asked me, did I do as well with my four children as my dad did to me? And I have to honestly say, well, no. But I've done my best to communicate, and I communicate far more frequently in email. But I've been astounded at, not lots and lots, but already within 3 to 4 weeks, maybe 5 or 6 emails with people telling me that now they're going to write their grandchild or this person. And so, yes, I surely hope that's a takeaway.
Your likeness to him is there. We look at your face and your smile and your mannerism. You did inherit that from your father.
Well, I think so. I think I have a lot of his mannerisms, and I always consider that a compliment. He retained more hair on the top of his head than I do. And I think that that's an advantage, you know, when you have some hair on the top of your head. But I consider it a compliment because he was such a handsome, outgoing guy.
Right. Well, I want to thank you, Jay, for this time we've spent. It's been very interesting, very revealing about yourself, about your father, and the encouragement to write letters to our sons and daughters as well. Thank you for this time.
Well, thank you, John. It's an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
You bet.